Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Now back to Ringside with the voice of small business and the champion of the entrepreneur.
Say it now, gentlemen. Undisputed heavyweight champion of the world.
The Small Business Advocate, Jim Blasingame.
Welcome back. 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure. It's just you and me. Looks like this half hour we're having some technical difficulty hooking up with our guest this half hour. But I'm going to continue to march because I've got some. I'm going to continue to report on what we were going to talk about anyway, and that's getting people back to work, getting anyone back to work. You know, folks, I've been talking about this for a while now. I remember, just to give you a little perspective, on the show, 2003, beginning around 2003, we started reporting on what was being called a jobless recovery. People were, the economy was growing, but the job recovery wasn't happening as much. And everybody was worried about it. Is technology going to take all of our jobs? That was a big deal, right? And I had plenty of experts on this show who were saying that that's not going to be the case. That because their experience was, the more technology they had, the more people they needed. That was their experience. And so that's so now, as you know, as it turns out, the from 2003 to 2021. A year ago, 14 months ago, before the pandemic, we had 3-point-something unemployment. Basically, everybody who wanted a job had a job, and there were still 4 to 6 million jobs going unfilled in America, 16 years after the jobless recovery, right? So we're in a situation where we can't, even when we had full employment, we couldn't find enough people. And now, here's another, the weird situation we've got now is after the pandemic, we got 10,000 people unemployed, and yet we still have 72% of my audience, 62% of the International Franchise Association's members saying they can't find enough workers to come back to work, to get back to work. Of course, we asked them different questions. We asked if you were, you know, how many qualified people you could find. Qualified includes, will they show up on time? Can they pass a drug test? Do they actually know how to work? That's the qualified. Not can a welder weld, but will they actually show up? So we're in a crisis right now. We're in a full-on crisis in America right now with workers. And here's why it's a crisis. Small business owners are saying, if we could find more people to work who will work, who are qualified, meaning as I said, they'll show up and to get the work done. If we could just find more people, we could grow our business. If we can't find them, we won't grow our business. And these are people who have probably maxed out the technology, at least pretty close to maxing it out. So we got all this new technology. We got way more than we had in 2003, but yet we still don't have enough people. So that puts to bed the myth that the more technology we have, the fewer jobs we will have, right? So as you hear all this other stuff going on about robots and AI and all that, that technology is, in some ways, it's replacing people. But in some ways, it's creating jobs, number one, to create the technology, but number two, to support it, number three, to work with the results of that technology. Artificial intelligence creates information. Information is power. Power, we're still analog humans. We're still doing business face-to-face. And even if it's on a screen, and that means human beings. But if we can't find the people to do that support I was talking about, to create those things, then we're going to have an economic headwind. And I think what we're going to find over the next 12 months is one of the economic headwinds that's going to hold back the economy, and it's probably not going to really, we're not going to feel the brunt of it until probably 6-8 months from now. But what we're going to feel is we're going to feel an economic headwind. The economy won't grow as much as it could because we can't, until we get people back to work. Until a whole lot fewer than 72% of small business owners say we can't find workers. It needs to get into the 30% range. But if we don't, if that number stays high, the economy will stall. It's just, that's just the way it is. I'm going to take a quick break. It's 20 till. When I come back after the break, I got a couple of other things I want to talk about. I want to comment on some things that are happening in Washington that President Biden's administration is up to and how that's going to affect you and me. It's 20 till. I'm Jim Blessing. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.